justices start out on swivel chairs just like the real justices, but then eventually those chairs are rolling all around the stage. The podium rolls around the stage, and eventually some actual total nudity gets involved in the argument as well.
The Woolly Mammoth Theater in Washington, D.C. is hosting the play Arguendo.
I had a recording of the oral argument from this case called Barnes versus Glenn Theater, which was hands down the most entertaining.
Director John Collins combines the Supreme Court's stodgy decision to uphold state bans on nudity in businesses open to the public with the burlesque nature of experimental theater.
It's a case about some erotic dancers in South Bend, Indiana, who were afraid they were going to get arrested for dancing totally naked in these clubs, like the Kitty Cat Lounge. And so they challenged the law. There was a law on the books for a long time that said you can't be naked in public in Indiana. They argued that they had a First Amendment right to be naked. So what you hear in Arguendo is exactly what you would have heard in the courtroom. The set is dominated by a sort of projection screen that creates the back wall, and it's got animated text flying all over it. And so every time somebody cites a case or a precedent or quotes a law or a prior opinion, those words come flying into focus behind them.
Arguendo is accompanied by an interactive exhibit, allowing the audience to explore the arguments and form its own opinion.
I hope what you're left with is that it's not the easiest case in the world, that there are interesting questions on both sides of it. It's not difficult to see that our sympathies would lie with the dancers, since they are the performers claiming their First Amendment right. And I guess we imagine or hope that we have the kind of protection that they're asking for. But we love the case because it's about performance. It's about the uniqueness and the expressive meaning of live performance versus other kinds of performance. Is this First Amendment free speech, or is this just, you know, something you do in a sleazy part of town to get some men turned on? In some way or another, we really relate to all of those questions because we think live performance is full of those ambiguities, and it's an exciting part of doing it.